Hey guys, my name is Pierce Brown. I'm a junior at Carroll Senior High School. Like many of you, I was born and raised in a Christian home. I went to church, knew all about God, knew the stories and why Jesus died on the cross. As a child, I thought I knew what it meant to be a real authentic Christian. I started attending Watermark in the spring of 2013, and I went to D-Town, attended small group in Shoreline almost every week, and if I missed Shoreline, I would listen to David's sermon in the car with my mom on the way to small group. One time, I accidentally turned on a message called "What's So Bad About Making Out and Stuff?" Yes, I listened to a message about sexual purity in the car with my mom. I was really starting to know what it meant to be an authentic Christian and started walking with God. That summer of 2013, I went to Haiti and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. If you've never been on a mission trip, you should really consider it. When I got back from Haiti, I was the closest I'd ever been. As school started in the fall of 2013, homework started picking up. I began to grow complacent with my faith and slowly started walking away from God. The fire started to dwindle, but was rekindled when I went on the ski trip. But in order to keep a fire going, you have to add new wood. After a ski trip this past January, I failed to feed the fire of my faith. When school started again last semester, I was quickly sucked back into the mountains of homework and jazz band, the activity which was taking up nearly all my time. I was too busy for small group, and time with God and things started having my life that I couldn't control. Most of y'all probably won't understand this, but I was given 3 parts I had to learn for jazz band just 2 weeks before a national competition in New York City. This added so much stress to my life, and things began to feel desperate. I wanted to find something that I could control and would make my life make me feel relaxed. Honestly, I just wanted to have a good time. Have you ever just wanted to take a break from the stress of high school? For a while, I had wondered about marijuana and decided to give it a try. For me, smoking wasn't a peer pressure thing or something to impress others, but it was simply something that I could control, something that I might like help relieve tension. I figured out how to buy and smoke weed without getting caught. For a while, I felt powerful and like I was in control, but there's always an underlying paranoia about what would happen if I got caught. On June 1st of this year, my fears were realized and my parents found out what I had been hiding. 3 of my closest friends knew about what I was doing and were worried about me. They saw me changing, and when they weren't able to get through to me, they wrote a letter to my parents telling them what I was doing. Instead of making it anonymous, they signed their names at the bottom. This took a great amount of courage, and God worked through them to bring my sin into the light. It might look like they betrayed me, but really, God used them to save me. On the day my parents received the letter, they both came, picked me up from school in the middle of the day. When I got in the car, they told me what they knew and about the pot and took me straight to Watermark to talk with David Pinuel. They literally drove me directly to church. It was intense. Sitting there with David and my parents, I realized that smoking pot wasn't the thing my parents were most disappointed about. It was the multiple levels of deception that I had created so I could indulge in my earthly desires. They pointed out all of the consequences that could have happened and how those could have affected the rest of my life. My parents also showed me an enormous amount of grace. I knew there would be consequences, but my parents and David were quick to point me to God's forgiveness and accept me despite my wandering astray. David opened his Bible and talked to me about darkness and light. One of the verses that stood out to me was 1 John 1:7, which says, "If we are living in the light as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." As I was invited to bring my sin into the light, I realized that God, my parents, and David were all ready and willing to forgive me. Jesus died so that I could be cleansed from all sin. The weight of the deception, guilt, and shame was immediately lifted. At this point, I knew I needed to make a change in my life. God needed to become what I lived for and not worldly desires. I needed to trust to him and know that whatever was going to happen would be because of him and his plan for me. The good thing was that I could trust him. This past summer, my main goal was to start walking with him again like I had done in the previous year, to keep adding wood to the fire of my faith. I returned to Haiti and committed to daily time in God's word. I made church, small group, Shoreline, and lead team a top priority in my life. I knew that I needed constant reminders of God's love and purpose for my life. This has been a really hard year, but here's what I have learned. With pot, I could get a temporary high and then my life would be empty. With God, there is forgiveness and freedom, and my life is again filled with joy and purpose. I learned that firsthand. No matter how far you wander, God is right there with you. If you have been walking in darkness, I would encourage you to step into the light. There's a song we sing at Watermark called "Never Gonna Let Me Go," and the lyrics say this: "Wherever you've been, whatever you've done, come as you are, come into his open hearts." in open arms. This is the invitation God has for each of us tonight. Thanks for letting me share my story.